I mean, I'm talking about back there on 43. You come across that new bridge that they built.
Mm-hmm. That's part of Lake Tuscaloosa.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. And you just cross it again.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Dr. would say, again.
Oh, really? I'll have to meet Dr.
If you had come up, he wanted to meet you. And if he is in town, when you do come up for the meeting, I want you to meet him.
All right.
What do you call a very small rise in land? In fact, you're driving down the highway and you see a little
hill.
All right. Is there anything smaller than a hill that you know of?
Oh, the little, no, slope, little.
All right. What is the thing that you want to turn, that you have to turn if you want to open a door?
A knob.
All right. So sometimes you do get referred to the knobs. What do you call it if it's very large, much higher than a hill, the smoky?
Mountain.
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp.
It's a cliff.
Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place you would call a...
Valley.
Have you ever heard it called a notch?
No, a gap, but not a notch.
What is the thing where boats stop and upon which freight is unloaded?
A dock.
All right. You ever call it a wharf?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance? And the Niagara Falls are those things. What is that thing where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
Well, it's a cliff that they fall over, but
it's called
a waterfall.
Right. What kind of... A kind of white, hard paved road like city sidewalks is a what kind of road?
Concrete.
A little road that goes off the main road is called a...
Well, in downtown it's an alley, but
it's
a...
were going
a country
highway,
road.
Call it a what?
Country road.
That's what I call it, too, a country road off the highway. Suppose you came to a man's farm down the public road and came to the turnoff. Suppose you came to a man's farm down the public road and came to the turnoff, going down to the man's house, what would you call it? A little, sometimes it's shading.
A little,
You know,
it's a little lane.
Alright. Of course, if we were in town, we'd call it a driveway going to our house. Something along the side of the street for people to walk on. You have a
sidewalk.
If you were walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick up and throw?
I'd run, but if I had to pick up and throw something, I believe it would be a rock.
All right. Or a stone, if you could find one. Mine would probably be a rock. What might a bad boy throw at a dog? You would say he what a stone at the dog.
He threw a stone at the
two dog. Boys are walking across a field and one of them saw a crow in the field eating the farmer's corn. He reached in and picked up a
stone or a rock,
to
a
chase
pebble.
The crow off. When he got to the farm, he said to the farmer, I picked up a
stone or
a
rock,
blanket at the crow.
And threw it at the crow.
All right. If you go to somebody's house and he is not there, they say, no, he is not.
At home. He's not there.
All right. Talking about putting milk in coffee, some people like it
black.
Or blank milk.
Without milk.
And others like it blank milk.
With milk.
All right. Do you have any other names for coffee without milk and sugar? You just said it, though, black coffee. I think I've heard it called barefooted, have you?
Never. Barefooted. Well, is that black or is that with...
That's black coffee. If you like milk in your tea, you say you drink your tea how?
With cream.
All right. Or with?
Milk.
If you don't have milk in your tea, you say you drink your tea blank milk.